Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Rolling on a Friday edition of the show. So I got to tip my cap to Lonzo. I asked him, you guys have no idea sometimes what goes on kind of during the show. I always try to bring you into it, right? Our RMO is kind of transparency with you guys. Always want you guys to let you know what happened. So I said to Lonzo during the Brent Beard interview, I said, can you pull this particular clip when he was talking about Trevor Lawrence? And I said, I would love to have that for the top five at five. It's really a difficult ask because the first chance Lonzo has to go pull that is at the top of the hour, right? So we have literally a 3-minute break between 5 p.m. and 5:03 when we come back. And Lonzo sprinted to his office to try to grab this clip, put it into the system all in 3 minutes so we could have it. And I'm proud to announce, ladies and gentlemen, he has done just that. I seriously, Lonzo, don't know if I've ever had a producer that could pull off something like that. So anyway, job well done to you. All to make the show better for you guys, the top five at five. Here's how you can be a part of the show. You can give us a call at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Just put ESPN in the body of your text and then rock that sexy body. Twitter is there for you as well. You can follow us at ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, at Mark Ryan on Air. That's at M-A-R-C Ryan on Air. And finally, email. You can email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. All of the different ways you can be in touch with the show today. All right, it is time for that jam that we call the top five at five, the top five biggest sports stories of the day, the top five topics we are talking about. Want your take on the top five at five as well on the text line. The top five at five starts right now. Hit it. All right, folks, at number five today, at number five, is there a bounce back in store for the Gamecocks? And how soon can they expect to be experiencing that bounce back this year? Well, I am happy to tell you, and your humble host here has, in fact, done all of the research to let you guys know. I looked at seven programs, ladies and gentlemen, seven programs, and I noteworthy programs. And I said, at what point, how long did it take each of these programs when they got the right head coach? How long did it take each and every one of them to, in fact, bounce back? Here is what I found. And I looked at programs like Alabama, Florida, Indiana, Tom Allen, Mack Brown, North Carolina, Jimbo Fisher, Texas A&M, programs that I knew needed to bounce back and were successfully bouncing back. How long does it take to do just that? It was almost uniform across the board, folks. Almost uniform across the board. You know conclusively if you're going to bounce back with that head coach in year three. Only exception to that on the list was Saban did it in year two, but he's the best ever. And Tom Allen at Indiana has taken to year four, but Indiana was a dumpster fire when he took them over. So when you average all of them together, it's right at year three. You know in year three with your head coach whether you are going to bounce back or not. So what does that mean to you if you're a Gamecock fan? Well, it just means you don't need to have 5 years of suffering ever again. By year three, you know. In year three for the Tennessee Volunteers right now, they know that it's not Pruitt. They should know that he is not the guy. He is not getting it done for them, and it is time to move in a different direction. How long will it take South Carolina to bounce back? And what does it mean to bounce back at South Carolina? I say 8-4 is successfully bouncing back in Columbia. In year three, you'll know if you have the coach to do that or not. How does that make you feel? Next up, we've had a fun little discussion today. Christmas trees, fake or real, and what is the deadline in which to put up your Christmas tree? What is the deadline on all of the above? I'm a fake guy. I got to be honest with you. I like the fake trees. I think they're a little perkier. And I think the lights go better with the fake trees as well. You can really decorate them with the ornaments. And I've always been a proponent of those, right? The real trees, I don't know, man. The needles fall off all the time. You got needles sticking you in the butt, in the backside all the time. You're always finding needles like years later. Who knows what kind of bugs you're bringing home with you as well. It's just a rough go for me, man. The real tree is a tough sell. And I will set the deadline to put up your tree as December 9th. You got to do it in single digits December. My household growing up, parents always put it up the day after Thanksgiving. Do a lot of you guys do that? Is it a day after Thanksgiving thing? You start getting into the Christmas mood already? What say you guys? Would love your thoughts on the text line 71307. Next up. All right, at number three today. We had Heisman Trophy Brent Beard, Heisman Trophy voter Brent Beard on the show, and we asked him, he gave me an answer that really surprised me. I asked him point blank, I said, Trevor Lawrence is out of the Heisman Trophy picture right now, right? I mean, it's a two-guy race. It's Kyle Trask, it's Mac Jones, it's going to be one of those two guys, right? His answer, Clemson fans, really surprised me.
No.
Really?
No.
Wow.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Look, I think what you're going to get is most of the Heisman voters wait until championship weekend in that Sunday or that Monday to cast their ballots. So there's still time in order for that to happen. So, no, and look, Mark, guys who have already turned in their vote, to me, that's insane. You've got to see how this thing plays out before you're able to I wouldn't think at all about casting a vote now. You've got to allow time for this to happen. Because, look, Mark, the reality is Trevor, by the end of the – by the time he gets to the championship game who knows what kind of performance he could have then. He could wow all of us and have the best stats and the best performance of anybody on Championship Saturday, and I guarantee you that will sway some people.
Can you believe that he said Trevor Lawrence isn't out of the Heisman Trophy picture? What do you guys think? Is Lawrence still alive in this thing? I'm going to take Brent Beard's word for it. He votes in the award. I'm just really surprised to hear that. I didn't think Trevor Lawrence would have the sample size really at this point to be considered. You know, I've seen him in the votes and the rankings. He's fourth or fifth, depending on what site you're looking at. Trask is number one right now, narrowly over Mac Jones, but it sure seems to be a two-horse race to me. He says no. What do you think, Clemson fans? Is Trevor Lawrence still alive for the Heisman? Next up, the Dan Lebatard Show is no longer going to be a part of this station. The Dan Lebatard Show is no longer going to be a part of ESPN Radio. And Dan Le Batard, the man, the myth, the legend, is no longer going to be a part of ESPN at all moving forward. That is because he and ESPN are mutually deciding to part ways. There was an incident on the Le Batard show that happened in the last month. They furloughed, ESPN furloughed one of his producers, Chris Cody. And Le Batard on the air said the following. Now, I've worked at enough places, folks, to know that you ever listen to a radio station for a lot of years and then one day the host was just gone and you're like, why didn't they let the host say goodbye to everybody? Why was he just gone? It's because of crap like this. Le Batard said on the air about his employer, we were blindsided by him being let go. It's the greatest disrespect of my professional career that I got no notice, no collaboration, that Mike Ryan told me that Chris Cody had been let go. I would have loved to work something out if anybody had told me to protect him. So then what is, and look, there might be other reasons why ESPN let that particular person go, but then Le Batard thumbs his nose at his employer by bringing Chris Cody back and paying him more than ESPN was paying him out of his own salary. You know, when that kind of stuff starts happening, you know, the company may have been being nice. The company may have had reasons for letting go of Cody. When you start publicly sparring with the company, the end is near. And the end has arrived for Dan Le Batard. My opinion, folks, is our station will be better for it. We're still going to have Keyshawn, Jay, and Zubin in the morning. I like Keyshawn. I like Jay. I think Zubin needs a little polishing. And we're going to be replacing the Le Batard show with Mike Greenberg, who's moving from noon to 10 a.m. to noon. So our lineup will be that morning show, Keyshawn, Jay, and Zubin, Mike Greenberg, the Rob Brown show, and Offsides with Mark Ryan and Lonzo. And I happen to feel like we just got better. What say you? Will you be sad that Le Batard will no longer be a part of ESPN Radio and therefore no longer a part of ESPN Upstate? I disagree with you, but I'm happy to hear your opinion. And finally, all right, so the Miami Dolphins, and some people have kind of been guessing on this back and forth. I've tried not to do that. I was a Tua guy in college. I'm a Tua guy in the NFL. But the Dolphins are monitoring Tua Tagovailoa before they make a call on his readiness for their game this week. Unfortunately, and already, Tua has already been benched, and he's already been injured. And people are saying that his arm isn't of the greatest strength and that he's limited as a player. And they think that Miami deeply regrets selecting he over Justin Herbert. Well, I'm still going to roll with my guy. I think the leadership's ability of Tua, I think he's going to figure it out, and I think beginning next year, moving forward for the next 3 years at least, Miami is going to be an 11-5 team each year the next 3 years, and I think it will largely be because of Tua. That doesn't mean people aren't concerned. If I asked you guys this question point blank, Justin Herbert or Tua, today, who you taking? I'm probably going to lose that one, aren't I? I think I'm probably going to lose that one. Those are today's top five at five. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Just put ESPN in the body of your text and then rock that sexy body. Twitter is there for you as well, where if you follow us, we will give you a shout out here on the air, right? I promise you we will do just that. We will do just that. You can follow us at ESPN Upstate. You can do so at Lonzo on Word, at Mark Ryan on Air, M-A-R-C Ryan on Air. And finally, you can email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. All of the different ways you can get in touch with us here on the show. Coming up next, they say this sport is infallible, but I have detected a serious halt in momentum. What sport are we talking about? You'll be surprised next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you guys on a Friday edition of the show. Okay, let's check on our text line here and catch up with you guys. Let's see. Mark, I wish you could ask Brent why the voting is so screwed up for the Heisman. Explain Deshaun Watson. Explained Deshaun Watson never winning the Heisman. Would love for you to ask him that. Promise you I will. Promise to you I will. Heisman voting messed up. And Deshaun, why not? You got it, bud. You got it. I will ask Brent the next time I speak to him, if not over text message on the weekend. All right? Let's see here. Text of the day warning. Text of the day warning. Fake trees are high maintenance and are too expensive, and they never look the same after years of use. If I didn't know any better, I would swear that was a Michael Stathakis text, and that wasn't a Michael Stathakis text. Kudos to you, sir.
By the way, that, you that said no, if I didn't know any butter. Did you do that on purpose?
Butter. Well, no, I didn't, actually. I'm just becoming an upstater, Lonzo, slowly but surely. The next text says, the only reason I turn on the radio in the morning is for Levitard and Stugatz. Bad move, says Joey. You know, I had somebody tell me the other day that they think I have a New York accent, and I don't. I can show you what a New York accent sounds like. But when you don't have a purely Southern accent, people assume you're from the North. I want to pick up a Southern accent. I do. So I hope you guys are rubbing off on me.
By the way, you do have a slight New York accent.
What are you talking about? What does that mean?
Yeah, when you
what
go into
mean?
right then you sound of New York. You kind of go into it. Does your dad have a New York accent?
No, nobody has a New York accent. What do you sound like, a jerk? What does that even mean?
By the way, you're implying that all New Yorkers sound like jerks. They don't, but they have a certain accent, you kind of sound that way
sometimes. Reality of the situation is that the Northeast can be described by these five adjectives: cold, gray, dirty, crowded, and rude. It's why I don't want to live there, right? Now, do I have a little bit of a rude bone in my body, perhaps, from time to time? But if I asked you guys this question, do I sound like a New Yorker to you? Do I sound like a Northeasterner to you? A Yankee? What do you think? I'd be curious how you'd answer that.
You and I both sound like Yankees because we don't have a Southern accent. I mean, that's just the...
You have more than I do, but I'm working on mine.
I have more what? More Southern?
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible, but if I do, it's because I brought it with me because my family moved to Ohio from Kentucky and they all have Southern accents. So I was around that all the time. So a word here and there, I'm going to get it from that. Trust me, I don't, and it's unfortunate, but because of my schedule and everything, I don't hang around with anybody who has a Southern accent. Do you know anyone in this building who has a Southern accent? I know you haven't been here in a while, but as far as on air goes, I don't know anyone with a Southern accent.
Wow. Check on the text line. A texter says, hard to tell about Dan, but this pandemic has proven we are all just a number. Props to Dan for looking out for his team. And then Lonzo better hope he doesn't face the same, because then he is on his own.
Oh, yeah, I already knew that. Trust me.
Yeah.
Never was a thought in my mind when I heard what Levitar did. It's like, yeah, Mark would never do that for me.
First of all, I don't have the means to do that for you. And you know that that's true. Okay, so the texter says, I only turn on the radio in the morning for Levitar and Stugatz. Bad move. So says Joey. It wasn't our move, Joey. Wasn't our move. It wasn't our call. It's not like we have a choice of shows and we selected not to carry Levitard.
I just want to point out, if you've watched or listened to Levitard over the last year, you've seen this coming, and they took him off TV. They took an hour away, so you knew this was coming. And this isn't there's no way this is a spur of the moment thing. This has been coming on for a while. They knew this was coming. So when I got the email yesterday, I was like, yeah, that's not a surprise. And these moves are usually made right at the beginning of the year. So January 4th, I believe, is his last show. Not a surprise at all.
Can I tell you something scary that happened to me today? I got a Facebook message from Diesel, and Diesel sends me a message, and he goes, Mark, are you on the air today? And I said, yeah, why? And he goes, are you sure? You're not doing half a show or something like that?
Yeah, you really shouldn't talk about this.
No, because
you're going to throw someone under the bus and you shouldn't do that.
No, I'm not. There was just a glitch in the system, and it said that we were going to national. Well, I'll tell you why that made me uncomfortable, and nobody knows this. 6 years ago today, I lost my dream job. 6 years ago today, I was hosting Afternoon Drive in Tampa with Booger McFarland, and this is when you lose your job most often, unless you do something really dumb. Like, more jobs in this business are lost right now, early December. They're not going to do it to you right before Thanksgiving because that's heartless. They're not going to do it to you right before Christmas because that's heartless. You get the axe usually right about now. I mean, it's just when it happens. So today I was already feeling like, you know, this morning I was just had that reminder, that sadness. Any of you guys who have like a sad anniversary, I was having a sad anniversary today. And then I got the message from Diesel. And the first thing I did was I called our boss and I said, boss, everything okay? Everything good? Wait, you got anything to tell
me? This is why I should be asked first before all this panic, is because I could have, stopped all this before it happened.
Boss, how you doing today, buddy? How you doing? And he's like, no, Mark, not only are you still working here, but I couldn't be happier with 3 to 7 p.m. And that was awesome. That was awesome.
Yeah, and you're already paranoid because we've gotten several compliments lately. And that's always a concern.
Yeah, it is. You got me. Like, I used to truly value and appreciate compliments, Lonzo. Now you got me thinking like you. Anytime someone gives me a compliment, I'm like, why did you just say I was handsome? Why? Yeah. Why did that just, why did you do that?
Yeah, I don't think you've ever thought that. No. Why did you say I'm just handsome? No. You know, along the lines of panic, I had the same problem last Saturday because came in, got ready to do the show, and I'm looking at the clock to set some things up, and it said a different show name. And I'm like, okay. So we got canceled, and no one told me. And I'm just on the edge of texting someone. Then I started thinking about it. Okay, dummy, you've been away from a week. Look at the time. I was looking at 7 a.m. and not 7 p.m.
So
the paranoia is there. It's radio with all the things that are going on. It's just a normal thing. And I laughed my butt off about it that I almost sent that text and asked.
Well, I actually called our boss today, Lonzo.
I could have stopped that from happening. If Diesel would have said something to me, he could have opened up the door and yelled at me.
I called him, and I legit said, hey, boss, how's it going? Good. Mark, what's up? Are you sure everything's good? Everything's great? Everything's fine? Yeah? Okay. Don't mind me. Back to prep for the show, no problem.
I want to blame you for it because with all the schedule changes we've had lately, it's been hard to keep up with everything, and it's all your fault.
Todd Richardson on ESPN Upstate says, enjoying Offsides every day. Todd, thank you so very much. I listen while I work as much as I can, about 2 hours a day. Man, that is awesome. Thank you so much, Todd. Keep up the great work. I love the afternoon lineup at ESPN Upstate. I really enjoy the Levitard show. I listen to sports radio all day long, and a three-hour show was a nice walk at the circus for a while. Rest in peace, Levitard. And then he says, my wife and I always buy a Christmas tree that is already wrapped. It's always a great surprise when we unwrap it at home. Is that a real or a fake tree, Lonzo? That's fake, right? Real trees aren't wrapped. Can you wrap a real tree?
I must say that I don't know. I guess you could.
I don't know if you can. I have no idea what that means, Todd. But thank you so much for the kind words. Guys, I don't know if you realize this, but the Levitard show was actually talking about this show a couple of times early this year. Now, Lonzo, I'm going to give you the preference here. When someone says to you, do you want the good news or the bad news first? How do you answer that usually? Are you a good news first guy? All right, bad news first, guy.
I want the bad news first because here's the reason why. You get the bad news, now you're prepared, you know what you're going to have, then the good news kind of lightens the mood, hopefully.
Okay, so Lonzo's a bad news first guy. So let's do this. Levitard, because I don't know if you guys remember this, but in May, we had allegedly the guy on the show who was accused of poisoning Michael Jordan's pizza, all right, in that flu game. And this was when we had no sports and everybody was watching The Last Dance, the documentary on ESPN. That show was setting records, right? And so I tracked down the guy. It was a weird thing, guys. I just started calling pizza places in the Utah area. And then one thing led to another, and it wasn't that hard. You know, it wasn't that hard to get that guy. So Levitard, he did say something nice about us, but because Lonzo's a bad news first guy, here is Levitard throwing Lonzo and I under the bus.
All right, so tell me the cut number because I don't remember which is which.
I don't know which is which.
All right.
You put the cut together. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, no, it's number eight. Number eight.
Okay.
There you go.
I just wanted to make sure.
Okay.
Let me ask you this question.
No, that's
Are
not
you
it.
So
no,
sick not it. Of not it. Michael?
Not it. That's the wrong one. It must be number nine. Number eight says makes fun of show name. If you just played number eight, that was not what number eight is. Number nine. Let's try number nine, Lonzo.
Who would you prefer as a guest on the show today? This is a big question. Michael Jordan or the pizza poisoner?
That guy's going on somewhere. I told you before. I don't have it in front of me right now, but he's going on at 3:20. I believe it is the Mark Ryan show.
Okay, well, 80% of the audience said they'd rather listen to the Mark Ryan show. He's got the pizza poisoner on.
I believe his show is called Offsides because they got together at a meeting of terrible names for shows, and that's what they came up with, Offsides.
This coming from the makers of the Dan Levitard show.
No, come on. The Dan Levitard show with Stu Gatz is absolutely a better show in name only than Offsides.
I prefer end, but that's fine. I'm with you.
So he's right. It's only a better show in name only, perhaps. It wasn't a better show in content because there wasn't a lot of meat to their sandwich. But I took that in the spirit intended. He doesn't like the name Offsides, Lonzo. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Hey, again, as long as you get the name correct, that's all we care about, and he did, even though he made fun of it.
In a meeting about bad show names, we actually had that meeting about bad show names. My boss wanted us to be, what was it, the Ryan Express? Was that what it was?
Yeah, there's a wonderful promo about that.
The Ryan Express, right? So anyway, bad news first, good news second. Here was Dan Le Batard talking us up.
Let me ask you this question. Are you so sick of Michael Jordan talk in this regard that you're not interested in what a person for ESPN Upstate who is on a show called Offsides, Mark Ryan, he claims that today he is going to have the person who poisoned Michael Jordan's pizza after all of these years. I don't know. I don't know whether he is. I don't know who this person is, but he is touting a 3:20 Eastern interview in which he unmasks through a series of events the guy or people who poisoned Michael Jordan's pizza. Is that or is that not the get in sports today? Like if I give you...
That person over Michael Jordan, right?
Put that on the poll, Guillermo, at Le Batard Show. If the show could get on one of two people today, who would you prefer, Michael Jordan or the guy who poisoned Michael Jordan's pizza?
So anyway, 80% of people, Lonzo, would rather have the guests that we got. Why do you need Stugatz when you got what we got? All right, we got the guy that poisoned Michael Jordan's pizza. And he didn't really poison Michael Jordan's pizza. He was very offended that everyone was accusing him of that. But he had the rap of being the guy that poisoned Michael Jordan's pizza. If you want my honest opinion, Michael Jordan was doing something that wasn't pizza, and that's why he was sick. Okay, that's just my opinion. The pizza guy told us on the show that when he walked in, like, there was such a thick cloud of smoke that everyone was coughing. And then if you close the windows, you can actually get carbon monoxide poisoning from that. So I'm not surprised Jordan wasn't feeling well, but I think it was a real convenient excuse to blame some poor pizza delivery guy that we then got here on this particular show. All in all, Lonzo, for me, a pretty cool moment, man. That whole thing was a cool moment. It was a cool moment to, you know, to be kind of the center of the sports universe for a day and just to kind of bounce around and listen to different sports shows and to realize that the entire country was talking about Offsides and all the offsiders, all of you guys here on ESPN Upstate. I just thought it was pretty cool.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime that we are recognized and on a national show where everyone can hear it, I mean, that's cool. That really is cool. And we weren't mentioned for being arrested or doing something like that. So, you know.
Thank God for that. Wow. Okay, so let us check on the text line. Mark, the morning show is terrible with terrible takes. I miss the days of Golic and Wingo and then Le Batard. The two local shows are way better than the morning shows by a mile. Well, thank you very much. And I would agree with you on that. It just goes to show you that a lot of the things in this business are not talent-based. You know, the decisions made are not necessarily talent-based. Let us see. We move on here on the text line. Enjoy y'all show on the drive home every single day. So says Dr. Skinny. Dr. Skinny, I appreciate that greatly. Let us do this. It is time for Wise Guy's Wisdom. On the flip side, Lonzo has a two-game lead. Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. A texter says, I agree with the other guy. The morning show on ESPN Radio sucks. Wish y'all had a morning show locally. All I will say to that is you guys keep supporting the sponsors and you never know. You never know. Texter says, I totally agree that you guys are far superior than the morning show. Back to listening to the Rise guys and Paige in the mornings. So says Joey. Joey, it is incumbent upon us to listen, I root for the Rise guys as well, very, very much. They're in our building, right? All part of Entercom Greenville. So if we can't have you, I'm happy with you going to the Rise guys, but always want our lineup to be as good as it possibly can be. Let's hit it with Wise Guys Wisdom. Or not.
It was on. You just couldn't hear it. Can you hear
okay.
it now?
Now I can hear it.
Okay.
All right. Let's see here. Lonzo, here we go. Auburn at Texas A&M. No. I'm sorry. Texas A&M at Auburn. My bad.
Does it really matter? There's no home field, so it doesn't really matter. This is a tough one because am I willing to take some risks so you can over? Because I know you're going to go with Texas A&M. You've been
just pick who you think is going to win. You got to do.
Since you didn't put the games up, and I'm only finding out right now what we're actually picking, I'm going to go with my gut. I'm going to go with Auburn to upset Texas A&M.
Oh, thank God, man! The door is cracked, ladies and gentlemen. How about this one, Lonzo? Will you be consistent with what you did yesterday? BYU against Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Coastal on this. I really believe that that's going to happen.
We're tied.
Yeah, no, we're not.
We're tied.
No, we're not.
Two games in and we're already tied. Unbelievable. Why? Why Coastal?
Well, they're both 9-0. They're both pretty good, so you got to go for the hometown team. I've lived here a long time, almost half my life, so I'm going to go with the South Carolina team over the Mormons.
The biggest disservice and the biggest sign of disrespect happens to BYU every year. They're looked at as a group of five little guy. They're much more like a Notre Dame independent. They are really freaking good.
Why are you anti-Coastal?
Coastal Carolina can't handle BYU. I'm not anti-Coastal. They just don't have the talent that BYU does. Zach Wilson's going to be a top four quarterback. He's going to be a first-round pick in the draft. You kidding me? BYU and A&M. Based on what Auburn is going to win? You watched A&M play South Carolina, right? You watched South Carolina play Auburn, right? What's the matter with you? This is a no-brainer, A&M.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Ryan hates Coastal Carolina.
A&M by 20 over Auburn. And then, finally on the college front, Kentucky versus South Carolina. Certainly as a feel-good, the Gamecocks will end the season on a high note. Right, Lonzo?
Kentucky Wildcats win this game.
Analysis. Great analysis that you can get nowhere else.
But here, you know, I promised several weeks ago that I wouldn't pick South Carolina the rest of the year.
I just want to know what you think.
So, that's what I put, that's what I'm saying. They have nothing. They're going to lose. And I'm going to stick to my word, which was I would not pick South Carolina. I don't have to give a ton of analysis on it. I said that's what I was going to do. That's what I'm going to do.
So the Gamecocks aren't going to lose this game because Will Muschamp isn't there. They're going to lose this game because their will was broken when their players quit playing. Four starters quit, led by J.C. Horn and Israel Mukwamu. Pathetic. Shame on those guys.
You just went New York, by the way.
Kentucky.
J.C. Horn.
What the hell Harn. Nobody talks like that. Give me Kentucky over South Carolina. Over to the NFL we go. Cleveland and Tennessee. Cleveland and Tennessee.
All right.
What do you got?
So do we believe in Cleveland? I know everyone hates Baker Mayfield for some reason, but they've got a good defense. They've got a really good running game. Oh, this is tough. I know you're going to go with Tennessee. This is where I could just pick everything that I know you're going to pick because you're predictable and it's real easy to do. And
you're
I just wanted to make it interesting. I proved that to you last week. I just wanted to make it interesting this week, so I'm willing to go different than you and give you a shot to be back in this, and then I'll come back and win the whole thing like I did last year. I'm going to go with Cleveland. Why not? Because you're going to go with Tennessee. You don't even need to tell
Tennessee
me.
On the road.
You know, I can make your picks for you because I know what you're going to pick.
I can make your picks for you. Okay, who am I picking in this game, Lonzo? Cardinals and the Rams.
You're going to pick Cardinals. I'm going with the Rams.
Why is that?
Because I like the way the Rams are playing. The Cardinals are overrated. It has nothing to do with Kyler Murray. He is one of the fastest quarterbacks, if that's what you want to call him, in the league. People still haven't contained him. He got hit a little bit, though. He didn't like that. So I think the Rams defense is going to – yeah, but especially when you're diminutive, very short, when you get hit like from a really good NFL player, it hurts, or so I'm told. So I'm going with the Rams because their defense is better.
Listen, Kyler Murray has been hated on the entire year. Arizona lost a game last week to New England. They had no business losing. This is a desperation game for the Cardinals. They need this one badly. What a swing game last week. They beat New England. They're 7-4, sitting pretty. They lose. Now they're 6-5 and on the cusp. Gosh, folks, give me the Rams. The Rams are playing their best football of the year. The way they looked against Tampa Bay made me a believer. Los Angeles, the Rams, the fighting Sean McVays, are playing like a top five team in the NFL right now. Arizona can't handle that action, boss. Give me Los Angeles over Arizona easily. You know, they're favored on the road by 3, the Rams are, to win that game. That tells you Vegas thinks they're a lot better.
I want to know where that is. Is that in the United States, Arizona?
Excuse me. If I didn't already hate you, I do now. And then finally, because I thought Lonzo and I might have a chance of picking opposite teams in this game, and because, frankly, there isn't another third great game on the schedule, let's roll with this one. Patriots playing for their playoff lives and suddenly playing much better at the fighting Justin Herberts and the Los Angeles Chargers. 5-6 New England, 3-8 Los Angeles. We'll make our picks when Offsides with Mark Ryan continues right after this on ESPN Upstate. All right, it is time to finish our wise guys' wisdom picks for the week. But first, we got to throw the flag. So Darth Chosen says, I'm throwing a flag on Mark Ryan on air saying, we got. What did I say? We got more than Stu got? Is that what I said? Listen, Darth, you don't like some wine with that cheese, man? Come on, man. You know you enjoy that cheese. Don't tell me you don't enjoy that cheese.
Nothing says New Yorker like we got.
We got.
I'm just saying.
We got more than Stu got. No. The true mark of a New Yorker is they add an R to words that end in ah, right? I saw it. I saw it right over there. I saw it. That's the true mark of a New Yorker, okay? If you don't hear me do that, then I ain't a New Yorker.
If you don't hear me do that, then I'm not a New Yorker.
Listen, Joey Buttafuoco is coming after your asses. Barrett Black says, interesting that Lebatard Show was talking about you guys like that because theirs is the worst sports show I've ever heard. They should be relegated to the Comedy Channel on Sirius XM. On Sirius XM. Boy, we got a lot of opinions on that today, Lonzo. A lot of opinions on that. All right. Here you go, Lonzo. Patriots at the Chargers. Who do you got?
In the interest of time, I'm going Patriots.
In the interest of time, I'm going Chargers. Wow, 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 wow. You and I have disagreed on 1, 2, 3, 4 games this weekend, and I'm only down 2. I'll be up by 2 after Sunday. Can't wait. Coming up next, they say this sport is infallible, but I'm spotting some dents. I'll tell you what that is when Offsides continues here on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.